Somewhere among the rugged Samsun Hills of China, surrounded by rocky walls, we'll find Terry Lee and Pat Ryan in company with the Dragon Lady and her tough-fighting soldiers. For the first time since this transcribed adventure hit the air, Terry and Pat have teamed up with this woman bandit leader, for she is now on their side working with the Chinese government. She and her fighters have become the first Chinese commando group, and soon we'll join them on the start of their initial adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. I'll bet that by this time you boys and girls have tried Libby's Tomato Juice and know how really wonderful it is. So now's your chance to tell the other kids about it. Boy, there just never was a better tasting drink than this tomato juice of Libby's. It's so refreshing, kind of perks you up and makes you feel raring to go. You might not think that anything so downright delicious would have important food value, too. But Libby's tomato juice has, yes, sir, it's rich in two of the vitamins you hear most about, vitamin C and vitamin A. And it's got vitamins B1 and G besides. So when you ask your mother to buy some more of that grand-tasting Libby's tomato juice, just remind her of all it does for you, how it's got vitamins that every one of us should have. Remember, the name is Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. You want to be sure that's the kind of tomato juice your mother gets, because Libby's is pressed from fine, red, ripe tomatoes. Tastes simply super. You'll want a big, cold glass full every single day. And now, Terry and the Pirates. As you and the rest of the world already know, the commandos are the fightingest soldiers in this war. Pat Ryan has been chosen as the leader of the first Chinese commando outfit. Terry is working with Pat, and so is the dangerously clever Dragon Lady. They have assembled at a secret hideout, not far from the treacherous invader's line. So let's make haste and join them. Terry and Pat are in a small camouflaged shack at the secret hideout in the Samsun Hills. And Terry says,
"How do you feel about all this? I mean, being top man of this new Chinese commando outfit."
"I'll say one thing. If I can get in there and fight against the invader, that's my dish at a gulp."
"And this setup with Dude Hennig. Say, it'll be like old home week when Dude sets his plane down here this evening, huh?"
"I'll be glad to see the old so-and-so. I wonder if he's as handsome as ever, the lady killer."
"You know, I can't get over the idea of him working for the Dragon Lady."
"Now, look, Terry, he's not working for the Dragon Lady any more than we are. We're all in this thing together. The United States, China, England, Australia, all the rest. You and I and Dude and the Dragon Lady are just part of the big show, that's all. If we can put over this first commando unit in China, well, that's enough for me."
"Yeah. But even so, I still can't get used to the idea of working hand in glove with the Dragon Lady."
"Look, when there's an all-out war, there's no telling who you'll end up rubbing elbows with. The Dragon Lady will be a big help to us. She knows this territory like the palm of her hand. Yeah, and the invaders are going to get that pretty palm right across their flat pan."
That was very well put, Pat."
"Thanks. Remind me to take a bow."
"You know, I had a chance to look at some of the Chinese soldiers around this garrison. They're not a bad outfit."
"Well, according to the Dragon Lady, they're hard-boiled fighting fools. And all of them can understand English up to a point." "Up to the bayonet point, or is that sensible?"
"Hey, what are you going to be, a major, a general, or what?"
"Well, I'm not interested in wearing stars or even pigeons on my shoulder strap. The important thing is get in and sock those monkeys and get this job over with."
"What are you going to tell the men? If you're their commander, what kind of a pep talk are you going to use?"
"You got me. I'll think of that when it happens."
"Well, you'd better think of something."
"But I'll tell you how it is, chum. This patriotic stuff goes a lot deeper than a lot of words. It's something you feel. You can't make up swell speeches about patriotism if you get in the right spot. All I know is we've got to win this war. From the looks of things in these parts, we've got to win it the hard way."
"What do you think our first commando job will be?"
"Well, I understand Dude Hennig is flying in here with some important information. I imagine it has to do with that first job."
"You know, I feel kind of left out of things."
"You mean because you haven't been shot at yet?"
"You know what I mean. Here you are, the high monkey muck. Dragon Lady, she's the one who's going to plan these commando raids. But what am I, a messenger boy?"
"Well, don't let it get you down. Did you ever see a messenger boy during a battle?"
"Doesn't sound any too hot to me."
"Now look, my disappointed friend, you may not know it, But you've got the most dangerous job of all.
You wouldn't kid me, would you?
Well, I hope to die, and I hope you don't. It's pretty tough stuff when you have to crawl on your stomach with the enemy all around you. Have to crawl through their lines and back again. And that's just a worm's eye view of your job, Terry. Before this show is over, you'll wish you were playing gin rummy with Slugger Dunn back in Yankuk. Come in.
Mr. Ryan, I have assembled the soldiers outside. You will talk to them.
Yeah, come in a moment. Say, you look kind of nifty. Where'd you get that ducky little outfit?
This is the uniform I shall wear until China defeats the invader.
It looks pretty spiffy to me. That overseas cap, the jacket and skirt. Wouldn't be fair to shoot you.
Confine your talk to business, Mr. Ryan.
I'm sorry, but you do look nifty. How about it, Terry?
He certainly does. As for me, I'd settle for a new pair of overalls.
You shall both have uniforms. Now, Mr. Ryan, will you step outside and talk to the men?
Well, shouldn't we wait for Dude Hennig? I understand he's due here with his plane.
It won't be necessary for Mr. Hennig to hear what is said.
Well, how long since Dude's been here?
Mr. Hennig has not flown to this Sun Tzu hideout since my men have assembled here.
Well, let's get it over with. You say most of the men can understand English? I'll do my best to make things plain.
Li Hang, a dang for a ti.
Is that my cue?
The men are waiting.
Okay, I'll do the best I can. Men, I don't know how many of you ever heard the name Commandos. I don't know what has been told you about the job we have ahead of us, but we now represent the first Chinese commando group. Our job is not to attack the enemy as an army unit does. There aren't quite enough of us. We haven't that kind of fighting equipment. No, we have another job. We're the super guerrillas. Our job is to make lightning raids on the enemy, wreck his communications, destroy his power plants, grab a few prisoners and get away before the invader knows what we're doing.
Just a moment, Mr. Lyon. I'll have my interpreter make a brief explanation. Go ahead, Wong.
Now then, there's a couple of points about this commando business I want you all to remember. All of you. The success of this commando unit depends entirely on teamwork. We must all work together. I don't want any one of you to think you're better than the other guy. China's a great democracy. You and I are all on the same footing. Now remember this, man. The man next to you may save your life tomorrow night, so be sure he's your friend. And just one more thing. Don't spend your time worrying about what our next job will be against the invader. It won't do you any good. That's my worry. Okay, translate.
Listen, Pat, there's a plane. I wonder if that's Dude.
It's hard to tell. It's getting dark. But I can tell by the sound it's an American plane. If he lands here, we're just about to make it. We have no field lights. Say, what's going on out there? It's an anti-aircraft gun, isn't it?
Yeah, the gun crew are firing at the plane.
How do they know it's an enemy plane? Terry, get over there and tell them to cease firing.
Okay.
There's something wrong with all this.
It is difficult to tell what plane that is.
Now they've stopped firing. Let's see what happens. Yeah, the plane is going to land here. What do these idiots mean by firing at it? Well, that's an American-built plane. Anybody who knows anything about aircraft can tell that. Must be Dude Hennig. Come on, let's get out there and meet him.
Get my hands on those guys.
So
I come across the invader lines, I have a couple of dogfights. When I get on the home ground, a lot of dimwits take pot shots at me. Hey, where's the dragon lady? Get that gun crew over here. I'll teach him to... Well, bless best, Fat Ryan.
I know the voice, but the face isn't familiar. What's happened to your head?
Hi, dude. Hey, what's the matter with your head?
Well, what do you mean? Can't a guy get a haircut?
You sure got your money's worth. There's not a hair on that knob of yours. Boy, if you didn't have eyebrows, you'd never know where to put your hat on.
You're not kidding.
All the clinic, so help me.
Never mind the wisecrack. A lot cooler in my upper story than you are.
Well, why not? You ought to be. You're getting more sunlight.
Hey, and one more thing. What's the idea of laying down a barrage on duty, huh?
Look, I'll investigate that just as soon as you simmer down.
Look, I'm flying American plane. Everybody ought to know what kind of a crate this is.
Well, you're right, fella. This is one part of the commando training we've overlooked.
And these men can't identify enemy aircraft?
I regret this incident very much, Mr. Hennig.
I'm glad to be here to tell you what I do, too. Look at the hole in that wing. Stick my arm through it. 2 feet more, and a hole has been through me.
Well, it is not entirely the fault of the men who handled that anti-aircraft gun. I am quite willing to take the blame.
Well, I was just making a talk to this commando outfit, but I think I'll postpone it. You know, we'd better open up a school and teach these men how to identify aircraft.
Huh. Oh.
This part of their training seems to have been neglected.
Terry?
Yeah?
You've been stewing about not having an important job. Well, you've got one now. You're going to teach every man in this outfit how to spot planes.
Best. It'll be a big help when I take out my old age insurance next year.
It's good to hear Dude Hennick's voice again. But he certainly had a close shave, yeah, in two ways, on his head and when he tried to land his plane. Yes, the commandos should be able to identify a plane the moment they see it. But I wonder how Terry and Pat and Dude will go about teaching them to spot planes. There's excitement in store for you tomorrow, and I'll tell you about it in just a moment. Just a reminder, boys and girls, of that swell drink you're going to ask Mother to get. It's Libby's tomato juice. Wonderful tasting and a grand source of vitamins. And I wish you'd tell her, too, about all the other Libby foods that taste so good and have such fine food value. Libby's peaches, apricots, and other fruits. Libby's tender young peas and golden corn and other vegetables. All the many Libby meats. They're every one a standout for flavor and food value. Yes, it's easy to get nutritious foods that taste wonderful if you just ask for Libby's. You know, boys and girls, every young American can do his bit for victory. Buy United States war-saving stamps regularly, 10-cent ones or 25-cent ones. Soon you'll have enough for a bond. In tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we'll again join Terry and Pat and their daredevil pilot friend, Dude Hennig. We'll be with Terry when he learns more about how to identify Allied and enemy aircraft. This is something you can't afford to miss. So be with us tomorrow.